too bad Samson didn't have the history of other people to look back on. Because if Samson would have had the history, he would have played a game back to Delilah. He would have said, "Delilah, let me ask you a riddle. Let me ask you a riddle, Delilah. Why are you lying? Why are you gaslighting? Why are you attacking my sleep? Why are you attacking me? Why are you attacking my, why are you trying to play games? On and on and on. Why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to take away my power, my strength, my energy, my vision, my goal, my calling? Why are you attacking my will, my emotions, my intellect? Why are you attacking my soul?" Too bad Samson didn't have some examples. We have the written word. And I'm the kind of person, I want to know what's going on around me. I'm hyper-vigilant. You might call it paranoid, but it's more of a hyper-vigilant because I'm trusting God, so I'm not paranoid. I'm hyper-vigilant about what's going on around me. And as soon as I'm having a conversation with somebody, and as soon as they say something stupid or negative or something like that, out of character of what they claim to be, when they say something that's out of character what they claim to be, a red flag goes up and I become hyper-vigilant. Super-vigilant. It's war time, warfare. The war is on. And I know this about the devil, that when I was taking a break, I said, you know what? In July, I took time off. July, August, September, October, November, December. I mean, I just was chilling. I really wasn't motivated to do nothing. I was just go to work and go home for, after 10 years of 60 hours a week, I was just tired. And I think I even prayed. I said, "Lord, what?" I think I did pray this. I said, "Lord, what's my next mission?" And it's almost like he was saying, "It's the same mission as always. You're here to destroy the Jezebel system. Not destroy it, but tell it what it is. Tell it that it's going to be destroyed. Revelation 18, Babylon is falling. It's falling. One day it will be Babylon has fallen. Right now it's falling. One day Babylon has fallen. E-N instead of I-N-G. Babylon is falling, I-N-G, versus Babylon is fallen, E-N. Because in the end, Babylon will fall. And right now, the Babylonian New Age queen bee, wannabe, serve me, kiss me, worship me system has got to fall. And there's always a forerunner before it falls. And you know it's falling because the money system, financial, it's all fake. The queen bee follow me system is fake. The queen bee worship me system is fake as all get out, and it's idolatry. And I promise you, they're out for blood. They don't care if you live or die. They mock you. They'll go jump into bed with you, and they're mocking you the whole time. It was never real. You don't think Jezebel slept with the 450 false prophets? And you don't think that Jezebel was mocking them? Jezebel had them under control because of King Ahab. They feared King Ahab. And she killed that guy that had that vineyard. And you don't think that she was trying to, she couldn't have one false prophet. She had to have 450 false prophets. Why? Because if one of them said, "I'm done, I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying anymore," then the 449 would come after that one. Think about what's going on. Jezebel's weak. Here's what happens to Jezebel. She's insecure. And so she says, "I'm tired of being insecure. So I'm going to create me a network of Ahabs and false prophets. And then she turns pride because she's got this network of people around her, right, that she thinks has her back, and they actually hate her. Nobody really likes her. Everybody hates her, but she thinks they like her because they're just keeping the peace till she's gone. And then when she finds out, when she loses her position, she finds out she had no friends, she had no family, she had nobody that liked her. Everybody was just enduring her insanity until Elijah showed up on the scene. And then Jehu showed up on the scene. And all the eunuchs that had been set up threw her out the window. And it's just like the movies. The Disney movies, where all the little munchkins, finally, the queen that was saying, off with her head, off with her head. Eventually, the queen got off with her head, and all the little munchkins were celebrating that the evil queen bee was destroyed. They were all running around happy. I want you to really think about that. All your movies, all your Disney movies, all the stories, all the songs are just telling you biblical stories. They're just the same story. They're teaching about the Jezebel spirit, the liar, the con artist, the 304s, the Delilahs, the unregenerate Eve, the unregenerate Adam, the scorners, the murderers, the seducers, it's all the same stuff repeating. And once you see that, let's say you're just minding your own business, and somebody comes up on, you're just doing your thing, and somebody just shows up on the scene. Well, number one, that's a red flag. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Somebody just pops up out of nowhere. Okay. Well, red flag. But let's see how it works out. Let's just check it out. And so you check it out. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Okay. I saw the game after 3 red flags. I wanted to confirm it. And now it's hit about 50 red flags. I got to get out of here before I get killed. And that's the game, people. See, they live in a win-lose. If they lived in a win-win, everything down here would be perfect. But there's people, about 80% of the people live in a win-lose mindset. If they lived in a win-win, it would be perfect down here. But they live in a win-lose. The win-win reality would be perfect. But people want to, they see somebody else making more money than them, so they want to pull that one down so they can rise above. Be happy for them. If they want to work that hard, go ahead. Depends on how hard you want to work. Depends on if God is blessing you to bless somebody else. Some people are better managers. They run a business to help people. I promise you, if they're greedy in their heart, they're never going to get ahead. If you take the word greed and you do a Strong's Concordance study on greed, you're going to see how God judges greediness, and you're going to be judged. Greed is a bad one. You're going to be judged. There's no way out of it. They might get some stuff, but their son or their daughter is going to steal everything they got because they were greedy. Or their grandson or somebody's going to steal everything they got because of their greed. And then they're going to be brokenhearted that their own blood threw them under the bus and betrayed them. Your own blood betrays you because you were greedy. A greedy little whatever. I promise you, and this is true for the men and the women. The men can have the Jezebel spirit too. And I promise you, every human being has a Jezebel spirit. It's called the flesh mind. And so the object lesson is, when you're looking at a Jezebel doing obvious stuff, either a covert narcissist or a overt narcissists, you look at them and you should see that as an object lesson. Don't be mad at them. They don't even know what they're doing. Lord forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. But learn from that as an object lesson. So you're watching this covert, overt narcissist psychopath trying to steal, kill, and destroy and getting joy. They don't even have joy. Getting some kind of happiness out of somebody's pain. And you look at them and you're like, yuck, you're sick, you're toxic. But you have to look at your own flesh mind and say, Lord, help me not to walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit. So then you can love your neighbors yourself, you can love your enemy, you can forgive everybody, you can walk away and not look back. You can walk away and not look back. And so, as a born-again, spirit-filled saint who has decoded this 3D reality, I can step back into 3D and play the game if I want, or I can step out and just be an observer and just observe like a watcher. And that's pretty much like I would rather live as a watcher. Now, I can do the total immersion and step back into it and immerse in it, but I've disconnected from the blood, from the culture, from the 3D, and I'm sitting here watching the same games repeat, and I'm not attached to this 3D experience. I enjoy some things in the 3D. Sleep. I enjoy sleeping, taking a shower. But I'm not married to the 3D experience at all. I'm just an observer. 3D to me, oh, you enjoy health. Enjoy riding a bike, walking around the block. I'm not married to the 3D anymore. It's just a vapor. When you get to that point in life, and you should be there by the time you hit a certain age, you should be there that you know you've already seen it 1,000 times. I'm in the bank drive-thru making a deposit, right?
Hello, hey. How are you?
Fine, how about you? They always working you hard, aren't they? I don't know if I can do it here because I felt some change. If I need to go in, I will. We good? Huh? Can do it here?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm saying.
Actually, I need your ID, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, long story short, you can look at somebody's body language. Just like with her, she had this weird look on. I said, are we okay? And I forgot to give her my ID. This bank here requires ID. So anyway, you go through the repeat enough times, you should be able to become an observer. You've already experienced pretty much everything. And so why are you trying to re-experience stuff you've already experienced 1,000 times? Don't it get old or boring? And so when you're dealing with NPC, not self-aware 3D creature that's never been born again, that hasn't done any meditation or research and to see what this place really is, and you're dealing with a 3D creature that's just selfish to the hilt, you know you're dealing with Agent Smith, because the devil can take them captive. So when you're in the 3D experience and you got an Agent Smith around who's insecurity, that's what I was going to say. They're insecure and they've got to get somebody who's not insecure so they can play off of that person so all their flying monkeys can be afraid.
I hope you have a good one.
All right, you too. Take it easy. I keep getting sidetracked on this one point, so this is important. Every time I start talking about it, I get sidetracked. So here's the deal. Jezebel's insecure. She creates an Ahab. She creates some flying monkeys. She creates a fake image, and so she gets into pride. And then when somebody sees through her and calls her out for what she is, she goes back to insecurity. No, she ain't got jack. She's kind of dumb, and she ain't got nothing unless she's hooked up with some authority figure that allows her to have some authority, but she has no authority. She don't even have to do anything. She just sits there like a knot on a log and wants to be worshiped, but she don't have any skills really. My point is, the Jezebel spirit goes from insecurity to pride, insecurity to pride, insecurity. She's a master manipulator trying to find something in you that she can do, because she has all these weird emotional insecurity. She hasn't done the inner work. You have. You're just trusting God. She's trusting mankind. She's a people pleaser. You're not. You're a God pleaser. She's lovers of pleasure. You're not. You're lovers of God. My point is, Jezebel spirit is always trying to usurp you and bring you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, like it says in Romans 8:1. But there's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ. And they're living under the law, under guilt, shame, condemnation, depression, you name it, they're under it. You can just pick 1,000 things, and they're just dealing with all these psychological games that they play on themselves, and it's not even a real reality because they're not real people. And so all these bloodline curses and belief systems and all these culture lies that they're living, they're just living, they're trying to impress, painted face, fake smile, fake words, fake everything, fake doctrine, fake beliefs, and they just can't figure it out because they're not saved. And it just keep going around the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. And let me just say something. They don't know who I am. And then when they see you face to face, they see the meekness, which is control power, but they misinterpret meekness as weakness. And so then they face off with you, and you're trying to be kind and help them. And then they try to get over and try to do whatever, hoodoo you, whatever. And you call them out on it. And then you tell them you see through them like looking through glass. You can see through them like you're looking through a piece of glass. And they couldn't believe it. And now they're scared because you know everything about them. And they were like shocked. It's kind of like the verse in the Bible that says they come into the congregation and the preacher's preaching. And he's preaching about stuff that it scares them so bad because the preacher's preaching because he knows everything about their heart, because the Bible penetrates the heart. The spirit, the soul, the joints, and the marrow. So when you know the word of God and you're speaking truth into their wicked heart, they get scared and run. Instead of getting saved, they run from God and try to and hide and play more games with people who are ignorant. And they find out life is not fun with the ignorant because there's no life in the ignorant. And so they miss you, but they know they, in order to be back around you, they're going to have to get right with God. And they usually don't, so you never see them again. Game over. I just explained pretty much this reality. And how many minutes have I been talking? 12 minutes. I just gave you the whole game. The jig is up. The flesh creatures, the unsaved, the unregenerate, hell-bound sinners, they ain't nothing but insecurity and pride. And they worship themselves, and they worship other people, and they're slaves to people, and they have no faith, and they live in fear, because the opposite of faith is fear. I just gave you the whole game. And so no matter what kind of narcissist comes into your life, just look at them as a cartoon creature that's full of shite and just laugh at them, because that's all they are, is a big fat joke. They're not going to help you. They can't even help themselves. And so you never can depend on them. So walk away. They are your enemy. They are your worst enemy. And you better walk away. If God gives you the ability to walk away, don't look back, because they're not going to change. If they fell down on their face and I got saved, please forgive me, and quit trying to project their guilt onto you, then you might have something. But most of them never do.